Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2006. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner located at Pod 532 on the Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good afternoon, folks. Good afternoon. It's time for the 12 o'clock talk in the Java.net Community Corner. This talk will be about using SunGrid as a test-to-scale facility, and it will be presented by Dave Dorfman. Dave?
I don't know how the sound is. Can you hear me okay? All right. Well, thanks for coming for the talk. My name is Dave Dorfman. I'm the community lead for the SunGrid community in Java.net. Recently relocated to developer.network.com, but we're still affiliated, federated with Java.net. So what we're going to talk about today is something I call Java Heavy Lifter, which is the use of the SunGrid compute utility for test to scale of Java applications, or really any application, but since this is Java 1, we'll focus on Java. So what you see here is a little picture of Antonov 124. Now, I was going to use a C5A for this, but I realized you can actually rent an Antonov 124 if you want to move, like, heavy equipment. It's the largest aircraft for freight transfer in the world. So the analog is that if you have a task that you rarely need to accomplish, but you need a lot of hardware for, the SunGrid compute utility would be your Antonov 124. And the one thing that most people need to do that they don't have capital allocated or equipment allocated for every day is test to scale. So what we hope to accomplish in the next 15 minutes is understand the advantages of on-demand access to a test to scale facility and just explain some of the technical constraints that come with that access. Of course, we can't be all things all people, and using a tool requires you to understand how to use the tool. So we'll talk about the utility first of all so you understand what capabilities are available to you. And then we'll talk a little bit about what test to scale means. And I would think that if you're here for this talk, you probably already have a pretty good idea of that. And then finally, some technical details on what your constraints are. So, start to just make sure that everybody understands that the word grid or grid computing or the concept is really not that well defined in the world. It means lots of things to lots of people. And even more confused is this word cluster, which I call ethnocentric, but I better explain myself since that's a somewhat emotionally loaded term. What I mean by ethnocentric is whatever your ethnocentric perspective is in the computer world, you're going to view the word cluster a little differently. So if you've always developed J2EE apps or JEE apps, you're going to view cluster as an automatically reproducible failover environment. If you're somebody who's done research or comes out of the government labs, you're going to view cluster as a multi-hundred node compute intensive tool. So you have to understand what people are talking about. What we mean when we talk about grid computing is traditional high performance technical compute applications, each of which runs on a separate address space, a separate machine, a separate node, usually in the hundreds if not thousands of systems, and that you can't expect your control of the node to extend beyond user space, right? What we have available for you today is an actual tool. It's called SunGrid Compute Utility. It can be accessed at www.network.com. This is a product. So for $1 per CPU hour, you can get access to hundreds of CPUs, and there's no contract, there's no minimum commitment. There are a couple major constraints. One is, since this is a supercomputer, it's subject to export restrictions, so we have to comply with the government's export restriction laws, which means you have to be a U.S. citizen, you can't be on the denied and restricted persons list, and you have to originate your session from a U.S.-based computer. What you're getting, these hundreds of CPUs, are Sunfire V20Z servers, which are 2.4 gigahertz Opteron-based machines. Each of which has a pretty significant memory footprint, and they all run Solaris 10 as the OS. The network that connects them all is gigabit Ethernet, and they're all in physical proximity to each other, so network latency and connectivity aren't really a major design issue. Moderating access to the resource, we have two resource managers. So you're probably familiar, if you've done any high-performance technical computing, with a distributed resource manager. And so the micro demand, I don't know if you can see my little mouse pointer here, is handled by Sun N1 Grid Engine 6. So that's the actual software that allows you to manipulate and allocate resources in the compute cluster. But since you're working with a possibly oversubscribed pool of systems, which is the SunGrid Compute Utility, right? We need something to handle macro demand or throttle the number of jobs that go into the actual pool. And we also need to manage our large community of users, the persistent storage that we allocate to them. So we created something called the Job Subscription Service, which will be JSS for short. And that's how we moderate access to this resource from what could be literally tens of thousands of users who all might want to access it at the same time. Now, working in what's called a multi-tenant environment, multi-tenancy, where anyone can get to this resource and pay for it without any type of minimum requirement, means that you're going to have to live within certain constraints. So we're going to try to explore those fully during the next 10 minutes. But one thing you're going to need to do is to bundle your test-to-scale procedure for concurrent execution as a single job within the context of SunGrid, which means this thing called JSS will move everything that you want to do into the control of the SunGrid Grid Engine 6 software simultaneously. So what we define as a job, and you'll need to get to the community site to learn a little bit more about what that means, everything you want to do has to be in one job, all right? The job itself, since this is a publicly accessible facility and we need to ensure security for our customers' intellectual property, needs to be able to live with user privileges. So we're very confident in the ability of Solaris to enforce security on a user-by-user defined boundary. But we can't give you any access privileges in excess of a normal user in order to commit to that security paradigm. And I'll cover a few other things that you may find affect your design for test to scale. This is how SunGrid fits in the overall design process. Now, it would be pure folly for me to, in any way, try to sequence the design process because, well, you know, I can be a little sarcastic or facetious, but in my mind, this is the ideal world. You define and design your approach. You implement your approach. You do a functional test. And then you do a test to scale to make sure there aren't any problems that will emerge in production. And then you deploy. Where SunGrid can help you is in this test to scale process. So if we blow this up, what does this mean? It really means that you create a test plan. You upload it to SunGrid as a resource. You define a job in the context of SunGrid, how these files will be used and manipulated. You run the job and you retrieve your results. And all of this process is done at an arm's length, right? So I don't want to try to, you know, shoehorn all this information into a short talk, but this is all done on the facility, remote from your local development environment. Behind the scenes on the facility, hey, that worked, okay. What we have is a process where this box here that shows up as portal, all right, is the web, is the user web interface. So no user actually logs into any compute node in the SunGrid facility. We take jobs that are submitted and defined. We pre-queue them. We pre-process them to make sure they have appropriate credentials, prepaid CPU hours. And then finally, this red line signifies a boundary where they're staged onto the actual SunGrid facility. So your data and your job is moved out to the compute cluster. We put you into the queue for N1 Grid Engine, and finally you're executed across the compute nodes, and results are eventually returned. A couple things you probably want to know are that your jobs are scheduled to run at will, so you don't have direct control. There's no assurance of a minimum time to completion. You're getting access to a huge compute facility, but you wait in turn for that facility. This slide is really the meat of the presentation, which is why you'd want to do a test to scale, and would SunGrid work for you? So I really can't tell you if you need test to scale, because your requirement's going to drive design. But if you're building an application that you never expect to be stressed, never expect to have more than one user on, never expect to really have a large-scale success, then you might not need to test to scale. But if you have 10 or 100 or 1,000 users, depending upon the impact on your system of each user, you may need to test to scale. And I wouldn't begin to guess where your apps are or what you would need to do. What you'll find from test to scale, of course, is the immediate crisis. It's not going to solve all your problems, but kind of a facetious attitude, you know, maybe the first half a dozen bottlenecks that would bite you your first couple weeks in production should surface in test to scale. And you probably are not going to be able to do a test to scale if you can't in some way map your functional tests to units of execution. So if your application is not written to scale out of a single box or a single environment, you kind of already have more problems than we can help you with. I mean, I don't want to be too horribly rude, but you have to be able to decompose your application to multiple units of execution. You know, you really need to attend a talk on parallel development and parallel application development to understand the full depth of what I'm saying, but you should understand it. And finally, to invent a term, you have to be able to plop and drop. So what this means is you have to be able to bundle everything you have that you need to test. You need to be able to put it into a nice package, and then you need to be able to move it up to our facility and drop it on the facility, and it's got to run. So there's a couple benefits to this. Number one is you find out before you deploy if you have any dependencies on your local environment. All right. And second, you know that you can deploy easily to any environment. Well, any Solaris environment. Now, these are the considerations you want to keep in mind when you move up to our environment. So the number one thing is that probably if you have any type of sophisticated business application, your test to scale is going to require you to generate a test rig or come up with some type of workload generator or simplified test harness. All right. So if you've done, you know, advanced software development, you probably understand that if you have a definite goal and a definite set of specs, you've created a test rig to verify your compliance with those specs ahead of time. But the test rig is going to have to be portable, and you may have to simplify the model of your application. So you may want to open yourself up to the concept that I'm not actually going to test my application, I'm going to test a model of my application, the underlying assumptions I need to scale. And that's a little more work. A little more difficult of an abstract design, but if you can do it, then in a position to performance model your application and test to scale without moving all your data sources or your data sinks. So you have to package the app for movement up to the platform. I'm going to elaborate on what these are, but you're also going to need to localize within your application, like in any good software design, particular implementation details that are going to need to be compromised in order to suit the constraints of the SunGrid compute utility. So one classic example is network discovery. In a well-designed application, you're going to want to use standard network discovery protocols. For example, you may want to multicast, look for services that have been set up, wait for them to return, and then use them. All right. Because we have an obligation to our customers and user community to secure the environment, we do place constraints on the network environment. For example, there's no multicast on SunGrid to prevent denial of service attacks by either a poorly designed or an application that's been implemented by someone with immature or poor judgment is the polite way to say it, I guess. So you may want to have an alternative approach for network discovery if you want to if you need to use multicast in our environment. If you need to control your environment, if you need root access for installation, then you're going to need an alternative approach to do that. If you need direct access to the public internet, you're going to need an alternative approach to do that. And you're going to need to understand how the scheduling tools work. So, here's an example of a pattern that would be absolutely perfect for test to scale on SunGrid. What we call a master worker, where a single process, a single application runs, and just queues up work, which has no interdependencies between the tasks, and does not need to convey any type of large amount of data to the tasks. Puts them in a queue, the tasks help themselves, embarrassingly parallel, perfect for test to scale. And actually, this is supported by a project in our community called the Compute Server Project, where you can actually design just the business logic for this type of application, and everything you need to deploy this to SunGrid will be automatically generated for you out of a NetBeans developer environment. If you're interested more in developing that, you can check the Compute Server Project Overview. You'll find it at computeserver.developer.network.com. And this is just a quick rundown on what it supports. Basically, now they support one pattern, which is a master worker pattern, where you take a task, subdivide it into independent pieces of work, right, and then multiple workers process the task. And the development environment is NetBeans, so you need to develop in NetBeans, and all the documentations in Java Doc integrate into NetBeans. I'm going to move on now to the finest level of detail we'll cover, which are various implementation mechanisms available to you on the SunGrid Compute Utility for things like process management, communication, synchronization, and data distribution, which I think in a test to scale use of SunGrid is the biggest challenge. So, first of all, scheduling is handled by N1 Grid Engine, all right? Which means you need to understand the submission commands and the parameter commands N1 Grid Engine, which are available in the N1 Grid Engine documentation. The thing you should remember in scheduling resources is that scheduling is non-deterministic. And if you need a certain amount of resources simultaneously to run, you may have to be prepared to wait for it. So in this case, using the submission command, qsub, to N1 Grid Engine, submitting a task to four nodes, and you want a minimum of one node to run. Right? If you wanted to run across, say, 100 nodes, this one would be replaced with 100. You may sit in the queue for resources for days until 100 nodes become simultaneously available for you. In the area of communications, all these Java technologies are available to you. The real issue is in discovery. And the easiest way to do a discovery or to compile a list of the IP addresses of the nodes that are participating in your test to scale is simply use the file system. Everything that you run on, you will run on under a single user ID with a single network file system namespace. And when you complete, you want to make sure that you remove all your data so it's not downloaded back to you or accidentally left there for someone else to peruse. It's just a quick review of the best way to do lookup and discovery in the SunGrid. We simply have each node that wakes up in your process run a script or a program that simply writes its host name or its IP address to a well-known place in the file system relative to your startup directory. For data distribution, a few of the constraints you're going to have to live with are, number one, you will not have access to the public internet. So SunGrid Compute Utility is walled off from the internet during execution. Right? We don't allow direct user login. We don't allow direct access to the public internet. If you need to get out to the public internet, then you're going to need to create a local data sink or data source. So in summary, the SunGrid Compute Utility is unique in the business model that it gives you on-demand access to hundreds of systems, which you can use for test-to-scale facility for the one or two times a year that you need to perform that type of test without investing any capital and bringing this equipment in-house. To use that utility, you need to design your test-to-scale realistically around the constraints of using SunGrid Compute Utility. Some patterns already exist to make this extremely easy. I mean, no work required other than writing the application logic in the master worker pattern. And the Compute Server project is one of these frameworks, which is available to you through the developer community at developer.network.com. So, if you want any more information on the SunGrid Compute Utility, there's a lab that has not yet run yet, Lab 7135, which will teach you how to build grid-enabled applications, including test to scale. And you can check these URLs or check the reference guide. So, if there aren't any questions, we'll cede the podium. Any questions? What my favorite color is? Okay. Well, thanks for your time and hanging in there with me.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Dave. That was Grid Engine as a test-to-scale facility. The next Java.NET Community Corner mini-talk will be at 12:30, and it will be presented by Daniel De Oliveira, 8 years of DF Jug, a vision. See you in a few minutes.
This has been the Java.NET Community Corner podcast. Come visit us at Pod 532 on the pavilion floor and check out our website at jnpodcasts.dev.java.net, where you'll find show notes and a feed for all our Java 1 2006 podcasts.